Well, hello there again. This is your host again, Pastor Piri Tabag, and this is Lyford. And this is now the third part of our tutorial, and this time we will be concentrating on using the Open Broadcast Studio or OBS. In our first tutorial, I showed to you the equipment that we're going to use and the importance and the goal of this tutorial. And then secondly, we studied about the settings, you know, and I have introduced to you the OBS Studio, the, you know, what we can see there in the OBS Studio, the frames that you can see there, you know, and all of those, what you call this, the windows right there. I hope you remember that. You know, the preview window is where we are actually preparing our presentation right here. And then you go to the other side when you put transition, then this one right here, the preview, will actually be the one that is going to the streaming or your recording. So I hope that you have practiced that. Okay. So we have already studied the settings, and it's very important. And right now I figured out why we do not have an audio, because actually what I connect last time was a microphone that doesn't pass through the splitter. I will be explaining that. But right now we will be using my, if you can see this, you know, my headphone that goes along, I told you, that goes along with my smartphone when I bought it. And I believe this is very available to in our household right now, because if you are still locked down, you cannot go downtown and buy this, or you cannot even order online. Maybe later on you can improve in your equipment, but right now our studies is about using only what is available. And right now you can see here that when you open the mic auxiliary audio, see that I would suggest you don't use the microphone audio, because somehow if the microphone is far from you, then it would pick up some noise around you also. And so I have here two camera, but I would not use that. I will use the one that I plug in, this one. It is found in the Realtek high definition audio. Well, because this is actually the, what you call this, the audio of my laptop right there. So when I click OK, you would see actually that there is a running signal there with a mic aux. It means that I am recording. If I disable that, then you would not be having a recording, that there will be no audio that will come out of your streaming or your recording. So you see, if I enable that, then you could see what's you know, the audio signal there. I can also use this in order to lower my volume input, or put it into maximum. You can also go here and go to the advanced control, see, and also you can see here the mic aux that's in 00 dB, and I think you would just have to leave that. Okay, all right. Now the adjustment of your input audio is actually right here. If you have a if you have in your laptop the sign here like the speaker, you right click that, and of course you open the setting, you know, open the sound settings, and you can see that this is actually the output and the input is right here, right? So you can actually in your device property, you can actually increase your volume into 100, but if it's too much, then you can just go back. Let's just put the standard into 90, for example, or 89, you know, doesn't really matter. So okay, right, okay. So just turn that off, and you can adjust here. If you that's too much, then you can just subtract, you know, the volume slider, or just put it in a maximum. Actually, it would be okay as long as this does not clip, you know, to the red and stops in the red, because it means to say that that would be too much. You know, sometimes you have to be very careful with the audio, because if it's too much, then you will have a distorted audio quality. If it is less, then you cannot barely hear the sound. So I would advise that you just put it like that. Okay, so again, I told you that we can use the control, right? We use the hotkey for our transition. We use the control, right? Okay, because we will be using this other one. So we will be using the control. You see that when I press that, I am shifting from one frame to the other, or you can also continue to use transition. But the advantage of this, because you can just use your mouse in picking up some of those things you would like to put in your frame, while you can use this, you know. Okay, like that. Transition. Okay, so right now, our laptop is working. We have the audio coming in. And actually, I'm using the headphone right here. We have the audio coming in. And we also have the video. Okay, what we're going to do right now, okay, before we stream, how would we make a scene right here with a multi-frame? So right here, you go down right here, and let me see. Go to the add button here, the plus, or you can right-click and see add. Doesn't matter, though. You can right-click and add, or you can go to the add. So, for example, we're going to add right here, and you can rename that into what you call this, a mixed frame, you know, like, or maybe another camera. But right now, actually, I'm using both of my camera. So what we're going to do here right now is to use mixed scene 01, because I said that you can make as many as sceneries right here in this or frame that you can you can share to your audience in this program. You can transition and you can stream that or record. So let's start. For example, here in a mixing one, you want to put the camera. So you go here in the source and add, or right click and add, or you can go directly to hit this one. And first of all, you go to your video capture device. And either you can add what's already here, because I already have an existing camera 1, 2, 3. But if not, then you have to start with a create new. And then it will be given a window like that. And here the device, you have to choose your device, whether you choose your integrated camera, which is actually my laptop camera. I can use this other one, which is actually the one of camera fronting me, and the other one. But you see, it is not showing right now because I have already chosen them. So anyway, what we're going to do is to, of course, delete that, remove that. For example, just go here, remove, and yes. So we'll start with adding a camera. You go to the video capture device, because that's where you actually get your camera. Imagine you have so many sources here. You can go to browser, color, display, game, image, slideshow. But now we're interested with the video capture device. So because I have already assigned my camera, so let me go to the existing camera one. Okay, so right there, see that? It's me. So you can either resize it, you know, and put it wherever you want to put it. But this time we'll just put you know, in a full frame. So you can go to transform, go down to fit to screen. This is 1280 by 720, yes. And I advise you would lock it. So you can see here the lock and the unlock, or the lock and the unlock. Well, because if you don't lock it, for example, then you would be messing this frame around. So once you put it in the transform and fit the screen, be sure to lock it so that you cannot move it, you know. And this eyes right here is either you want to show that frame or not. So, okay, right. So the next thing we should do, maybe that would be your frame, and you can adjust your camera. Right now I'm using this camera, so if I can adjust it a little bit here, you know, we're going to learn about using a camera. Why did I do that? Because I wanted to put a presentation here, you know. Be sure to adjust, because some people, they would do their camera like that. And, you know, the headroom right there, you are taking a picture of that's not necessary. You're picking up my other camera here. So be sure to learn how to use a good framing. All right, like that. Okay, so... okay, sort of adjusting your camera right there. Oh, that I can really put the headroom like that. Well, that would be a little bit. Okay, so be sure not to cut your head. But right here, this space right here is for example, like putting here a PowerPoint presentation. Remember that we're only using, you know, at this time, we're only using just a laptop, your laptop. And of course, where is that? A headphone microphone. Because for now, this is the only available to you. So you just need that in order to make this presentation. Later on, we can have another tutorial on how to use in an advanced tutorial like other gadgets. But for now, using our laptop and your headphone, you can already go on air with what you call this, with the text and with PowerPoint presentation. For example, we want to put a text right here, like your name. So you go here in with the same camera in a mix scene one, because actually that's my first camera right there, second camera, the third camera. Okay, I have to add, okay, I hope you're following me, a text right there, T. And then you will have to create a new one. If you get this other here, like if you already have done a rolling text, then you can also use that if you want, right there. You know, but of course, we want to start from the very beginning, so let's just remove that. Okay, so let's go with the text right here and create new. Okay, so right here, you have been given here the font, so you can select what kind of font you want, like regular or suppose Arial, but you want to make it like that bigger or bold, and then just click OK. And then you type right here in the text, like for example, you type your name. Example, I would say, oh, let me see. I have to get the caps lock right there. Pastor. My real name is Pedro M. Itabag. Right. Oh, I lock A right there. Itabag. Okay. So after that, you have to go down. I would suggest you put an outline there so that it would stand out. Black. Of course, black is always good. And then click OK. And then you can, the size of your outline, put it a little bit bigger so that it would stand out. Like for example, 5. Okay. So with that, that's okay. And then I would like to put a background color there. Where's that background color right here? At the top. So the background color, let's change that for example to blue. If you wanted to do it, the blue color. And, you know, just slide the opacity. You know, the lower number, it means that it would be more transparent. You can see what is behind. If you put it in a solid, in 100%, the background will be solid. So let's try half of that. Let's put it into 50. Okay. And what more? If you want to put a gradient in your name, for example, you just click here the gradient. So from, for example, red to something like that. Okay, and you can also adjust the opacity of that gradient, but you know, or the direction, whatever you want to do it like that. Okay, so anyway, that's just a sample. Now, you can click OK, and your text is being displayed there, but it's too big, so you can just go to the center node right there. And you can also do that in the side and click it like that. And you know, you can add as many as text as you want. You lock it so that it will not be messing around. Now if you want to put a running text right there, then you have to go there back there and another text. For example, you have to add and you're advertising your website, so you would say visit our page, for example, yes, our page or Facebook, our site, whatever you want to call it, at Facebook. Okay, and then that, and maybe you want to put there, like me, like you type Pedro M. That's my account. It's a bag, and our page at Life Word. Where's that? Life Word. Am I correct? Life Word Media Ministry in Asia das Pacific. Pacific. Right, Pacific. And then I put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, so that it will not be close to each other when it rolls back, you know. Okay, let me go back the same process, put an outline and make it black to stand out, and make your outline a little bit bigger, like maybe 3, okay, depends on you. And after that, you have to go to your background color. For example, you want to put red, so that it will stand out, and slide it to the middle, like 50, okay, and then it is there. Okay, so you have to get the center nod, or what you call that, you know, that point right there, so that it would be easy for you to slide down and make it smaller. Or you can resize it, whatever you do, you know, it's up to you. There are many ways to kill a cat anyway. So you want to put it there from the beginning, okay, and maybe you have to adjust your, unlock your text right here, and you have to put air, you know, put it in your face if you want, your forehead to cover your baldness. Anyway, all right, right there. For example, and then lock that. You know, it would be good to rename that so that you would not be messing around. So, like Pastor Pedro. So that's my text right there. And then this one, maybe you rename it Rolling Text. Okay. Then, Rolling. In there. Now, how would you run this text to the left or the right? What you can do is just select it, right-click, and go to Filters. Here you can add in your filter. You see, add, and go to Scroll, right? And okay. And when I scroll it up and down, of course, scroll it to the right or to the left. Going to the right, and the other one's going to the left. So you have to decide the speed. So because my computer is very slow, so maybe it depends on your processor. Oh, I think that would be okay. And then I close it. See, so you now you just have to lock it. Now you have a running text. So when you're ready to put that, you know, into your streaming, remember that this is just a page that you're preparing, and you are not going into live streaming, because the program page, by the way, very important, is the one that really streams to the Facebook or YouTube, or the one that records. Okay, remember that. Preview is where you prepare your presentation, and when you transition using your control, or here, right, there are two controls here, like that, so you're shifting it right now. So this is actually going into the, what you call this, into the live streaming. Okay, hope you're following. Go back there. Because you cannot edit that in this other side, right? That's why you have to shift it to the other side so that you can edit. All right. I think the next thing we should prepare here is the PowerPoint presentation. Because that's the only simple thing we can do for now. Maybe you can use some adapters, you know, that would lead you from one laptop to the other. But for now, because maybe you cannot get an adapter like what I'm using here, all of these adapters right here that you can buy. But anyway, that would be an advanced study. Right now, okay, this is the last one. No? We have 19 minutes there. No? I hope it's okay with you if you're a little bit longer, because this is very important that we make it slowly. Now, the last thing we should do is we will put the PowerPoint here, right here. And I hope you would be with me as you study. The first thing you should do is to resize your OBS, this one here. So you put resize, and put it into the, what you call this, maximum. All right, maybe you can do it like that. Okay, so we're resizing it right now for us to put the PowerPoint on this other side. So you open, you have to put your application in this, what you call this, taskbar. So that would be easy for you to access what you want. So let's open, for example, PowerPoint. All right, so the first thing we must do is to open the PowerPoint. You know, there you are, no? Depending on what version you have. Anyway, you just click the minimize, and then you have to try to fit, actually to fit that. No? So be very careful with this, because it will affect your framing if you don't. So right there. So you put the PowerPoint alongside your OBS for easy access. Meaning to say, you can command both. You can go actually to this one here and the other side. So the next thing you should do is to open a file. Okay. So you have to open your file. Like there. For example, I have here my, let me get a presentation here. Eight qualities of a good leader of leadership. Eight essentials. Right there. Okay, so the next thing you should do, be very careful, is go to slideshow and set up your slideshow. There's only one thing here you should do. Right here, the show type, you have to press or to select browse by an individual window. That's the only thing. That's the only one that you would do. Browse by individual window and click OK. So when you hit right here, F5, or begin your presentation, for example, like we are used to hit F5, then you can see that is your presentation right now. So how would you bring it into this, for example? Right here, you listen very carefully. This is important. You go here, and you open Window Capture, okay? Window Capture. And then you start doing the Create New, okay? Right there, so you are actually looking at that. Here at the window, you can actually choose whether, you know, that one, but of course that is not what we want. The group music, no. But you can see the PowerPoint exe. So you select that. Then you have it and you click OK. So right there, it's already here, right? Okay, so you can adjust that. Like, how would you adjust it that it would fit into the screen? Like that, see? Okay, but the first thing you should do, because there's a black line up and the bottom, what you can do is to crop it. Okay, so what you're gonna do? That's why we leave the alt for that for the use of this, because if the transition would be alt, you know, you remember that. That's why our control is actually the transition. The alt is for cropping. So you press that and hold your alt. And go back here and see what you can do. You can crop this thing here. Crop it until there. And crop also up. Right. Okay. So right now you have that. Now you can stretch this. But you see, it's going, it's following and filling the frame. So what you do is to press your shift right here. Shift. And while you're holding on it, you can stretch it up and down and side to side. You see, you can do that if you right click here and go to transform. This is a very important command here, transform, and you go to edit transform. Okay, you see that? Transform, right click again, right click that, transform, edit transform, and then you check the no bounds, because for example, if you're using the straight to bounds like that, you cannot adjust it. I mean, you can, but all right. I mean, like if you sometimes it would not follow. So, for example, like you are here in the straight to inner bounds. Like for example, that is the default actually. So when you actually adjust it, see, you cannot adjust it as you want to. So the best thing to do is right-click it back, transform, edit transform, and just select the no bounds so that you can manage the, what you call this, the aspect ratio. Right, so what you're going to do is to press shift again here. You look at my keyboard, shift. Now while you're holding it, you pull it to your desired frame. Okay, all right. And you can also go here a little bit. That would, so that I could go to the other side here. And like that, okay? And you can lock that. So when you shift that to the other side, that's where you are. You can see. So maybe I have to go, I have to adjust my camera, so I will be going into the side, right? See that, and a little bit down, right there. So while I am lecturing, I can also go to my, see, but right now, it's not, the PowerPoint is not following because, of course, you have to choose the other window, right? That's common sense. If you put your mouse here, then, you know, you will be controlling the up and down in this application. That's why you have to go to the other side, right here. And you can click that, like, or up and down here in your, let me put in my, okay. So you can up, have to go back here, and down, see, down, up, 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 up. So while you're lecturing, of course, while you're lecturing, you can, you know, alone, I mean, like, you can do it alone. You can also just, like, said, our subject right now is the 8 essential qualities of a godly leader in Proverbs 16. Then you have to have your introduction. And then leadership is not about, something like that, see. And while you speak, now you can shift to your camera if you want. Then you put this right here. Maybe this would be your final frame. And okay, you can also use control back and forth. So remember that this will be the one that will be recorded or will be streamed, right? So whatever you take from this side to there, it will be streamed or recorded. So while you are explaining, then maybe you just want to use this other camera without the presentation. When you want to go back to your presentation, then you click your control. Then there you go. And then continue with the click that, and then continue with your presentation. Right? So as simple as that. Now, we are doing this with only one computer. Right? Only one computer. Now you can return to your mainframe. Okay, I think that is, you know, that is enough for now. The mixed scene. You have the window capture, which is actually your presentation. The rolling text. Now you can disable that if you want. See? If you want to disable it, just click the eye there so that it will not show up. You can actually disable everything there if you want, including yourself. So you want to put your name. If you not, then you want to put the running text, or you just put the PowerPoint. See, it's in your control. And then you can just shift from one frame to the other. All right, so I think that would be enough for now, but let me add, you know, what about if you want to, what you call this, to add, to resize your frame, the camera frame. Okay, so let's go there, and I think it would take only a few minutes for us to learn that. So let's go back here. And, for example, I wanted to reframe this. For example, my camera, my face right there. So what I'm going to do is to unlock it, okay? And, you know, if I do that, then you are actually, you know, what's happening there is that actually resizing my face. So what I'm going to do is to right-click there, transform, edit, and go to no bounds. Remember that. That's a very important, command. Let's disable first and show my text so that I can, you know, you can just show it and hide it, no? Show, hide. Okay. So what I'm gonna do right now is to crop. Before I resize my face, I have to, you know, let me show you the other camera right there so that you will see it. Okay, what I'm gonna do is to hold on the Alt and resize me. Okay, crop myself. Yeah, I think that would be enough. And then just simply resize it. Crop it. You can, because if you hold ship right here, you will be destroying the aspect ratio. So just resize it without pressing the shift right there. Now, if you are okay with that, then you have to just click the lock. And let's turn back our presentation there. So we have a black outline actually, or background, so we can add an image right there. Go to the add and plus, I mean, and then go to image and then okay. Then you can browse right there. And right here I have actually in my system, I have actually a media file right there, and I have of course an image there, and I can choose one there, okay, and resize that. If I put it into fit to screen, it would not fit because of the aspect ratio. So I click back and go to stretch to screen. Now it's filling the screen right now. I can lock it, but you see it's covering my other frame, so I can put it down like this, right? Like a PowerPoint, what's in front and what's out. So now you can see, you know. And if you go to control, then you have a background there, you know, because it's better than having a black background. For example, if I want to put a border here around my frame, for example, I want to put a white border. How would I do that? Very simple. You go to add and you go to color source, okay? And then you add. If you want to have a white or whatever, like yellow, for example, just this thing, you know. You can choose any color you want, like right there. So it's filling the screen. What you're gonna do again is to put into transform and fit the screen. Now I can, I can do that and put that here in my frame and stretch it down. But the problem again is that the aspect ratio locked, so I have to go there and unlock the aspect ratio by, remember again, the new bounds. Okay, close. So with that, I would be able to reframe it. Like, where's that? See that? Okay. So I can put it actually right here and hold the shift right here, shift, and move it back right here. So now it's covering my face. So what I'm gonna do is to put that, you know, at the back of my camera right there. See? So now you can adjust, you know, what you're gonna use here is the alt crop it, you know, that it would fit in your side. So right there, that's how you make a border. But of course, the best thing to do is just it depends on, you know, on how you control it. So you can just always shift the alt. Yeah. And let me see. Like that. So this is what goes into your presentation. So again, if you can continue with that while you're explaining, I think you have a better, let me use this for example. If we can show that in a full frame, let me see, something like that. So it's better now, you see. So we can go back to now, where is my let me escape that. Okay, right, and choose the one there, and of course, you know, that's how you show it right there. Looks better. See, I have there actually, I have a big, I have a frame there, I have a presentation there, which actually I can, if I can go back and choose the PowerPoint. But this is just for presentation, that will actually come out, so you can close that. Right, so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you are satisfied with that, and sorry I have taken so much of your time, but I believe this is very important. If you cannot understand our lecture, you can just email me or PM me or contact me, and then I will be able to explain it again. I have tried my best to do it slowly and step by step. Okay, so far, we already have studied the OBS. Maybe later on in our advanced, advanced lecture, we will be again going back to the OBS and using external adapters. Like, if you have two laptops, or maybe you have a desktop and you have a multi monitors going to the presentation and all of that, that would be our next topic. But actually, right now, you can now use this with one laptop again. Okay, just with one laptop and your headphone, or if you have a microphone. If you want a better audio, then you gotta buy this. You know, if you have later on, if you can get this, a headset that you can just plug into your laptop. Okay, actually, the one here that I use, that's why it will not work, because you must have a splitter. You can buy it, you know, in a electronic store. This one here goes to your laptop, and you can choose here where I think this is the mic, and you put your mic there, and the other one is the headphone. Okay, so thank you very much for being with us. God bless you.